Hey everyone, welcome back to the Power Hour podcast. I cannot believe that we are at the end of the series and that we're halfway through the year already. I want to share a message this week that I hope will be useful. Essentially, it's a reminder to myself and to anyone listening, whether you've recently discovered the show, whether you've been listening for a long time, that the reason I started the Power Hour podcast was always to inspire, to motivate, to encourage ordinary people to achieve extraordinary things. Now, I include myself in that when I think about the things that I want to pursue, the goals that I have, the things that I've already achieved. I'm an ordinary person, I have big ambition, and I'm so fortunate that I get to sit down because of this show and speak to so many incredible thinkers, innovators, people who've done extraordinary things, and we all get to listen and learn and hear how they did it and how they approach life. So that is why I started the show. I wanted to share a message before we take a season break and maybe do a bit of a recap as well of some of the incredible guests and topics and things that we've discussed so far this year on the podcast. So back in January, at the start of this year, we kicked off the series with Matt Fraser, 5 times winner of the CrossFit Games, earning the title Fittest Man on Earth. I absolutely loved that episode with Matt. We talked about work ethic, attention to detail, and how 1%, the small things, really add up and have a big impact. If you are looking for an episode that's going to motivate you to train, to push yourself physically, to be disciplined, and to see what you can achieve when you are willing to put in the work and really put your mind to it, then check out that episode, January 4th, with Matt Fraser. I also spoke to TikTok superstar psychologist Dr. Julie Smith, and we had a conversation about burnout, about stress, managing stress, and also about noticing the joy in the everyday, ordinary things, the ordinary moments in our lives that make them so special, and really how impactful it can be when we start to notice those things and to be grateful for what we already have. Loved that conversation. So if you want to hear that in full, then just search Dr. Julie Smith, and that episode was February 15th. Who else was on the show? So we also had iconic Radio 1 DJ and broadcaster, the legend, Annie Mack. I'll be honest, I was starstruck / fangirl during that recording, but it was amazing to speak to Annie. We talked about change, embracing change, inevitable change. We talked about motherhood, book writing. It was a really fascinating and thoughtful conversation. So if you want to dive in and listen to that one, then just search Change with Annie Mack. And that was March 8th. Later on in May, I spoke to Chris Lovett about minimalism. And I had so many messages after this episode went live. I was actually away in Nice in France, and I woke up to lots and lots of messages on the Tuesday that this episode was aired. And I think it's because Chris is so candid, and he's such like a normal guy, and the way he talks about minimalism, it doesn't have any kind of judgment or righteousness, or it doesn't seem like this unrealistic thing for the modern world. He really talks about it as a concept and something that we can all, yeah, start to think about more in our lives, not just in physical, you know, in terms of how many objects we own, but actually in the way we approach our lives, you know, how many things we have on our schedule, how much we commit to, and actually stripping things back and focusing on what's essential. I really enjoyed that episode. It was May 3rd. So if you want to hear more about minimalism, just search Chris Lovett on the Power Hour podcast. And then, oh my goodness, we also in May spoke to John McAvoy about redemption. Now, we had to share this episode in 2 parts because the interview was so long and it was so amazing and so impactful. I just didn't want to make it shorter. Now, John was an armed robber. He received 2 life sentences at a very young age, and he went to prison and essentially, well, I mean, you can listen to the episode and hear his story, but it's an incredible story. He's an incredible man. And the story of redemption and the way that he tells it was just, oh, wow. It was really one of my favorite, I think, episodes that I've recorded ever since we started the show 3.5 years ago. So those are just some of the amazing guests, some of the highlights of the year for me. On that episode with John McAvoy was May 31st. So just search John McAvoy Power Hour podcast and you'll be able to find that one. And I also want to give a big shout out to my producer, Jack. My producer, he is wonderful. I don't feel like I mention him enough, but this show would not be out every single week if it wasn't for him. So big shout out to producer Jack. You're the best. And lastly, the message that I wanted to share from me to all of you wonderful listeners, whether you've just discovered the show or whether you've been listening for a long time, as I said at the start, my personal mission is always to encourage, to inspire, and to motivate. So I do not think that any advice, you know, reading any books, listening to any podcasts, hearing other people's stories, hearing other people's wisdom is ever going to be of use unless we take that information, we take that knowledge, and we do something with it. I'm all about taking action. So I want to challenge you, I want to encourage you to take some kind of action, whether it's this week, this month, before the end of the year, even if you give yourself another 6 months, you have to start. You have to do the work. You have to start your podcast if that's what you want to do. Rewrite your CV if you want to find another job. Book onto that coaching course, the language class, read one of the books that you've bought recently and is still sitting on the side. You know, we have so much time left of the year. We have so much opportunity left in 2022. And I know that there is a lot of bad news. There is a lot of things, external things going on in the world, which can make us feel like it's all bad news. You know, there's a pending recession. And of course, sadly, there is still an ongoing war. There is so many different things going on around the world. And of course, these things do impact us. It's not to say we can just, you know, put our head in the sand or have a kind of romanticized, you know, idea that, oh, everything, you know, let's do like a toxic positivity. I'm not about that. But I do believe that, you know, it's very easy to forget last year or the year before all of the things that we couldn't do, all of the small things or the big things in our daily lives that were taken away, and we have it back now. So it's very easy, of course, we're all human, we take it for granted, but there is so much opportunity and time in 2022 still left ahead of us, and I want you to take action. Like I said, sometimes taking action is fun, and it's like, yes, I'm going to start, I'm going to sign up for that race, or I'm going to, as I said, you know, start, my, you know, people ask me quite often, actually, about starting a podcast, and I think I probably should record a separate episode, which will be like my 15-minute top tips for starting a podcast. But if that is you, then start. Don't wait another 6 months or another year. You know, as I said, if you want to change jobs, if you want to change careers, start asking and reaching out to people. Get onto LinkedIn for 30 minutes every single day, 30 minutes every morning. In fact, no, an hour. Use your whole power hour. Get up in the morning and spend a whole hour on LinkedIn. And do that every single day for a month and see what happens. You know, don't just think about it, wish for it, talk about it, moan about it even. Take action. Let's start doing the work. You know, of course, if you're off and it's holiday time and it's summertime, then trust me, I want you to be off. I want you to enjoy the summer. I want you to relax, be restored, get inspired, be creative. But when it's time to do the work, sometimes it's not fun. You know, let's be honest, sometimes doing the work is boring. You know, the idea is fun, but then we have to do the work. We have to make a plan and actually execute on the plan. And that's when it becomes boring. And that's when we need discipline and structure. And we have to just show up. Really, we have to show up. No one can do it for you. I can't do it for you. Nobody, no guest on this podcast, no book that you read, no life-changing life coach. No one can change your life or change the outcome of the rest of this year for you, except for you, taking action, doing the work and showing up, having the energy, telling yourself, like shifting your mindset from, oh, I'm gonna do it tomorrow, or oh, I don't know where to start, or I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough followers. Forget all of it and start to shift and get focused on what you can do. What action can you take? Start doing the work, and I promise you it will pay off. You won't regret it. You're not going to get to next summer, 2023, and go, oh, I wish I hadn't started. You're much more likely to get there and go, oh, I wish I had started. I'm still talking about it. I'm still thinking about it. Everyone has good ideas. Trust me, I've probably had 10 ideas. Maybe they're not all good, but 10 ideas in the last few months, which whatever reason, it's like, oh, I don't have time for that, or I haven't started it yet. Don't waste your good ideas, don't waste your energy, don't waste the opportunities that come by doing the work. That is what I wanted to share, because I'll be honest, that is my gift from God. Everybody has something that they're good at, and mine is seeing people's potential, seeing the opportunity, and probably often the skills and the talents and the potential that people have that they don't even know that they have, and then encouraging them to use it, to actually take the next step, start something, reach out, and please do something right now, this week, this month, this year, that your future self is going to be grateful for, and your future self is going to be glad that you listened to this and you took action and you started to do the work. So that's the message from me. As I mentioned, there's so many different episodes. Scroll back through. If you feel like you've listened to them all, keep going, keep going. Hopefully you'll find one from last year or the year before, or maybe find one of your favorites and listen to it again. And of course, if you enjoy listening to the Power Hour podcast, if it is useful, if this content is valuable, then please, all I ask is that you share it with someone. Send it to them on WhatsApp, put it on your Instagram story, send it to somebody and say, hey, check this out. I think that you'd get value from listening to this person, to this guest, because that is how the Power Hour show grows, is how I book more incredible guests. And trust me, the lineup for September, oof, I am excited. I'm reading their books, I'm researching, I'm doing the work in prep for September, because these guests, I love this show so much, and it's just amazing for me to talk to these people, and hopefully we're going to take it to the next level, because yeah, these guests are mega, big time. So I'll be back. Stay tuned throughout August. There's going to be a few different bonus episodes, Q&As, and we'll be back in September with the next series. As always, stay safe. Thanks for listening. See ya.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.